Well, let's pray together. Awesome and loving God, thank you for this day. God, thank you for the laughter that you have blessed us with. Thank you for your presence with us. God, thank you for this community. And God, I thank you now for the words that you have given me to share here. And as I do, I pray that there would be more of you in them and less of me. I pray all that in Jesus' name. Amen. So there's a word that I hardly ever use, mostly because it's kind of hard to pronounce. And I don't like to use words that I can't pronounce. It's juxtaposition. You ever use that word? You're like, I've never used that word. Juxtaposition. It's a mouthful of a word, isn't it? You don't hear it a lot these days, but this morning it's perfect. The definition of juxtaposition is two things being seen or placed close together with contrasting effect. So that's what I see today as I prepare to preach a message on Transfiguration Sunday about the transfiguration of Jesus. Here's my issue. I'm preaching a sermon this morning called Come Down from That Mountain. And the focus of this sermon that I'm preaching today will be that even though we have mountaintop experiences with Jesus, and that's great, we can't stay on top of those mountains and hang our hats on those experiences because God offers us those experiences to strengthen our faith so that we can help strengthen the faith of others. Amen. Makes sense? So we have these great experiences with Jesus, but we have them so we can be better equipped to go out and share Jesus with the world. If we stay on the mountaintops, we won't be able to do that, will we? If we stay on the mountaintops, we won't be able to do that. It is very tempting, though, isn't it? It's very tempting to stay on the mountaintops. It sure is tempting for me anyway. And that brings us back to the juxtaposition I see myself in this morning. I want to show you a picture of one of my greatest, most memorable mountaintop experiences with Jesus. This is called Mount Tabor. Mount Tabor. Also known by many church historians as the Mount of Transfiguration. The Mount of Transfiguration. It's debated whether the Transfiguration happened on Mount Tabor or Mount Hermon, but I got to be at Mount Tabor, and so I fall in the school of people who say that the Transfiguration happened at Mount Tabor. So this is thought to be where Jesus was transfigured, right? What we just found out, what we just heard about in Mark chapter 9. So almost exactly 2 years ago, this picture was taken on February 5th, 2016. So almost exactly two years ago, I got to stand right there and take this picture. I was literally having a mountaintop experience with Jesus at the place where Peter, James, and John had one of their most memorable mountaintop experiences with Jesus. Juxtaposition, kind of, right? We'll get into that a little more in a minute. But so during the 10 days that I was in Israel with a lot of people who are sitting here with me today, during the 10 days that I got to be there, let's go to the next picture. I got to walk along this shore, which is the shore of the Sea of Galilee. Have you read the Gospels? The Sea of Galilee was so important to Jesus, wasn't it? And this shore, this very shore, is thought to be the shore where Jesus sat at the fire after the resurrection. And the apostles were out in the lake in a boat, not doing very well fishing that day. Remember that? Remember that story? And Jesus said, hey, silly, put the net on the other side. And they were like, we've been trying all night. It's not going to work. They didn't know it was Jesus yet. And so they put the net on the other side. And what did they do? They caught 153 fish, right? So many that the nets began to tear. And they brought them in. And Jesus said, hey, he revealed himself to Peter. And scripture says Peter had to get dressed because he fished naked. I don't know. To each their own. Right? So he got dressed and he jumped in and he swam to Jesus and he was so happy, right? And they brought the fish in and they had breakfast together on that shore, right there, of the Sea of Galilee. That's a mountaintop experience, church. So if you go to the next one, I got to stand in the Garden of Gethsemane. This is the Garden of Gethsemane where Jesus went on so many occasions to pray and to be alone. And this is where he was arrested and taken to be crucified. It was in that garden where all of that happened. If we go to the next one, I got to see the path that Jesus would have been led on from the Garden of Gethsemane to the holding area after his arrest. Jesus would almost definitely have walked on those stones. And I got to stand there and see that. That's a mountaintop experience. If you go to the next one, this is called the teaching steps. These are the original steps. One of the only things that still remains of the temple after the destruction are some of these steps. So I got to sit on these steps, and I got to be in this place where Jesus definitely had been. After finding out that Jesus had actually walked on these steps, Neil Armstrong said, "I am more excited to step on these stones than I was to step on the moon." Because Jesus had done that. And I could show you all kinds of other places where Jesus actually walked and taught and prayed and lived his life. Places that I got to be on that trip. And it was so very powerful and so very meaningful. And it strengthened my faith so much to get that opportunity. It was a mountaintop experience if ever there was one. And so here I am preaching a message about the importance of coming down from the mountaintops while at the same time remembering a mountaintop I was so tempted to stay on myself. That is most definitely a time to use that word, juxtaposition, right? Amen? Two things being seen together with contrasting effects. I see the mountaintop experience that I had with Jesus, and I see that he called me down from that mountaintop experience so that I could use it to grow in my faith and help you and others be able to grow in yours. Do you have mountaintop experiences? Are there mountaintops in your life that you like to stay on? Have you had an experience with Jesus that you have hung your hat on like Peter wanted to do that day? Jesus was transfigured before him and he got to have that amazing experience with Jesus and Moses and Elijah, who were heroes of his faith. Is there a single event or a particular time during your walk with Jesus that you would call a mountaintop experience and that you hang your hat on? And you go back to it and you say, "Yeah, but I got to go to Israel, or I got to accept Jesus in this way, or I got to be baptized in this church." I know there are a few in here this morning who experienced the same mountaintop experience that I did in Israel. And I know I don't even have to ask them if they would like to have stayed in that experience, basking in the revelation of Jesus that we all felt. I also know a lot of teenagers, some of them are here today, the rest of them are out sledding. I know a lot of teenagers who experience Jesus on a mountaintop called church camp every summer. And every year, we, the leaders at church camp, we try to help them see that the experience is a way God hopes to springboard them into the rest of the year and into the rest of their life stronger in their faith. The experience is not supposed to be the end all, right? The experience is not supposed to be the end all. It isn't supposed to be what their whole spiritual life is based on. It's just one of the ways that God reveals himself to them, so that they will be more equipped and ready to live as disciples in the world when they get back home. It's not supposed to be the end all. My grandma and grandpa on my mom's side, they struggled with this too. In my memory, and my memory isn't as long as their lives were, but in my memory, they never stepped foot into a sanctuary that wasn't hosting a wedding, a funeral, or a craft bazaar. And yet, when asked about their faith, they always reminded people that they were baptized at the First Christian Church in Kokomo, Indiana. That was their mountaintop. That was their mountaintop, and they very much hung their hats on it. But again, that that baptism God was present for at the first Christian church in Kokomo, Indiana, wasn't supposed to be the end all in their Christian walk. It was supposed to be a springboard into their Christian life. Amen? Have you been on a mountaintop with Jesus in your life? Have you been on one? Do you have a story to tell about a time when Jesus clearly revealed himself to you, whether it was the moment you accepted him and decided to put your trust in him, or the event of your baptism, or some other powerful spiritual experience you had with God? Mountaintop experiences are powerful, aren't they? They're very powerful. Jesus literally reveals himself to us through them. I saw Jesus revealed along that sea, that shore of the Sea of Galilee, and on the Mount of Beatitudes, and in so many other places on my trip to Israel. And so I wanted to stay there so I could keep seeing him revealed, and so I could keep that good feeling alive. The kids who go to camp get to see Jesus revealed to them too, through the music and the lessons and the fellowship and the grace-filled loving relationships that they build with each other and their leaders. And every year they talk about how they want to stay longer and they can't wait to come back next year. They want to stay on that mountain with Jesus. The scripture passage we're looking at this morning, the story of the transfiguration of Jesus, is another example of a time when Jesus revealed himself to his followers. Peter, James, and John got a mountaintop experience literally. Amen? Literally they did. They were literally on top of a mountain when they had what was likely their most sacred and powerful single event with Jesus prior to his resurrection. And Peter wanted to stay there, didn't he? He wanted to stay on top and of that mountain, just like I wanted to stay there at the Sea of Galilee, and the kids want to stay at Epworth Forest, and we want to stay in whatever powerful experience we've had with Jesus in our life. Scripture says, "Then Peter said to Jesus, 'Rabbi, it is good for us to be here. Let us make dwellings, one for you, one for Moses, and one for Elijah.'" Some translations say, "Let us build tents so that we can stay here," right? Peter was having a mountaintop experience, and he didn't want it to end. He didn't want it to end. He wanted to stay in it, didn't he? He wanted to stay in that experience. But listen, if you read in the Gospel of Mark, Mark didn't even record Jesus responding to Peter's request to stay there, right? Peter was like, "Let's set up camp." And Jesus just kind of went past that, right? Staying there wasn't the reason for the experience at all. Staying there was not the reason for the experience. Gaining something to take back down the mountain, that was the purpose of the experience. And I believe that the same is true of all of the powerful ways Jesus reveals himself to us too. I believe the same is true of all of our mountaintop experiences too. Trips to Israel, baptisms, camp weeks, and all of the other ways Jesus reveals himself to us. They're not for us to stay in. They're for us to grow from and then to use as we live our lives in the world for Jesus. Amen? Staying on the mountaintops is tempting, though, isn't it? It's really tempting. But when you really get... There was a time when we were at the Sea of Galilee on the last day that we were going to be in that area in Tiberias. And I was down there at the shore, and I was just sitting there. I was praying, and I was having this great experience with Jesus. And I knew the bus was going to leave soon. And I had this fleeting little thought that maybe I just missed the bus, right? So I was like, "Jesus, it's good for us to be here. Why don't we miss the bus?" Staying on the mountaintops is tempting. But when you really get down to it, it's actually a little selfish too. It's a little selfish to stay on the mountaintops. I would go so far as to say it presents a bit of a juxtaposition, wouldn't you? I mean, I'd probably find another way to say it, but it feels so good to have the experiences and to be able to rest in the experience with Jesus, but the experience is not for you alone. It's not for you alone, and so you can't stay there. It's selfish for you to stay there. I'm convinced that Jesus wanted to use the experience he offered to Peter, James, and John to strengthen their faith so that they could then strengthen the faith of others, right? I love it when Mark says in some of the passages, this one included, that Jesus said, don't tell anybody yet, okay? Because if you read in Mark, you always find out that Mark always caught the people who didn't listen, right? Like he gave a blind man sight and he's like, don't tell anybody. And the blind man's like, hey, I can see. But he told them, don't tell anybody. But the experience was so that they could come down and share it with other people. Listen, they wouldn't have been able to do that. They wouldn't have been able to share that experience if they had stayed at the top of the mountain. They wouldn't have been able to share it with the people at the bottom if they'd have stayed at the top. You see what I mean? Do you see how staying on the mountain in that experience can be seen as a little selfish? The same could be said of so many other mountaintop experiences. Moses had a powerful experience like that with God and Midian at Mount Horeb, right? Does anybody know what happened at Mount Horeb? God literally spoke to Moses through a bush that was on fire, right? He spoke to him through a burning bush. Imagine how powerful that must have been for Moses. And I am positive that he would love to have stayed there with God in that space and in that experience for as long as possible, if for nothing else, to see if the bush was ever going to burn up. Right? He was with God, and I know that he wanted to stay there. But if you know what came next in the Exodus story, you know that if Moses had stayed there at Mount Horeb, at the side of that burning bush, millions of people would have suffered as a result, right? Moses came down from that mountain, and he led millions of Israelites, of Hebrew people, out of slavery in Egypt. He wouldn't have been able to do that if he'd have never come down, right? If Peter, James, and John had stayed on the mountain, on the Mount of Transfiguration, they would not have been able to use their strengthened faith in Christ to go out and strengthen the faith of others. If the kids who got to camp, who go to camp every year stayed there, we'd miss them, right? We'd miss them. But if they stayed there with Jesus and the band and their buddies at Epworth Forest, they would not be able to share Jesus when they came back home with their family and their friends, right? If they stayed there, they wouldn't be able to use what God gave them there to strengthen the faith of others. I loved my grandma and grandpa, and I remember when they were still alive. I miss them. I really do. When I remember when they were still alive, they offered me a lot of sermon illustrations in their life. And I remember, I thought about this morning. I thought, I'm going to talk about grandma and grandpa, but I don't have to worry that they're going to show up. Because I would always use them as an illustration. I'd be like, gosh, if they show up, I'm in big trouble. I loved my grandma and grandpa, but my grandma and grandpa did not share Jesus with people after that one event at the First Christian Church in Kokomo, Indiana, because they chose to stay there. They hung their hat on that one thing. They thought that one mountaintop experience was all that mattered, and they kept it to themselves for themselves. But here's what I know. There were people at the bottom of the mountain they were on that didn't get to see Jesus because they never came down to share him with them. I'm one of them. Jesus wants to reveal himself to you. I'm positive of that. Jesus wants to reveal himself to you. Isn't that good news? He wants you to experience him the way Peter, James, and John got to experience him that day on that mountain. Those of you who have had experiences like that know how powerful they can be. And I hope those of you who have not experienced him like that will seek him. I hope you'll seek him. I hope you will look for ways to experience him that way. Jesus wants to reveal himself to you in powerful ways. I hope that you will all be open to that, right? And you don't have to go to a mountaintop to experience Jesus on a mountaintop. Does that make sense? Moses was open to an experience, even though the examples I'm using today were on mountains. They don't have to be on mountains. So Moses was open to an experience with Jesus at Mount Horeb. Peter, James, and John were open to an experience with Jesus at Mount Tabor. I was open to an experience with Jesus on my trip to Israel. The kids are open to an experience with Jesus at church camp every summer. God blesses those who have experiences with him and who are open to them. He blesses them with his presence and his power and with the ability to be equipped to go out and share that with the world. I hope you will be open to an experience with Jesus. I hope all of you will be open to that. I hope you will seek mountaintop experiences with him, and I hope that you will receive them and recognize them. But I also hope you won't be selfish. I hope you won't be selfish with those experiences. They're not just for you. They're not just for you. God meets you on top of the mountains so that you'll be ready to come down from them stronger, more in love with him, and more able to share the love and grace and mercy of Jesus with your neighbors. Let's pray together. Loving God, thank you for this story. Thank you that Jesus was able to reveal himself to Peter, James, and John that day, that we might recognize how powerful mountaintop experiences can be. God, I pray today that you would help us to seek you. God, help us to seek you through prayer time, through silent time, through scripture, through worship, through the sacrament of Holy Communion, and through whatever other avenues you want to reveal yourself to us. God, help us to seek you and not to be selfish with that revelation, but to share it with the world. I pray all this in Jesus' name. Amen.